W Health Carbo Cancer Center, our award-winning team tackles cancer head-on with the same kind of precision. We work smarter and fight harder with customized treatments and world-class doctors. The team at UW Health Carbone Cancer Center stops at nothing to intercept and defeat even the most complex cancers. UW Health. Remarkable.
On Wisconsin, the fight song that boasts the winningness of the Badgers. Just like the claim, Ford F-Series, America's best-selling trucks, touts our 46 years of triumph. Thanks to towing, torque, payload, and more patents than the word fight is repeated in a fight song. Built Ford tough capabilities that make F-Series trucks the champions of can-do. And exactly why so many sing their praises. Shop your F-Series at your Wisconsin and UP Ford dealers. Proud supporters of Wisconsin athletics. Based on 1977 to 2022 CY total sales.
Calling all Badgers fans, American Family Insurance wants you and one friend to experience a Badger football and basketball game like VIPs. Enter the Badger Dream Game Day sweepstakes today at amfam.com/badgers. No purchase necessary. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating companies, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin. 6:21 left of the first quarter, 7-0 Wisconsin leads Buffalo. Bulls using the first timeout. They have a third and four at their own 41-yard line.
Yeah, it was interesting there. You saw Buffalo try to kind of create some different matchups, put their tailback out. Uma Jung-Meta followed out there, and it looked like that's threw him off. And this is obviously what you don't want to have happen if you're an underdog team coming in from a smaller conference, is start falling behind. This is a critical play for them to try and keep the ball, because Wisconsin just was out on the field for a long time, and you don't want to put your defense back out there in this heat, even though it's not the hottest game at Camp Randall. I'm kind of disappointed it's not the hottest game. We're so close. Might as well get over the hump.
Yeah, officially 88 degrees, so too shy as we sit here in our shaded booth.
Yeah, it's so nice.
It's not bad up here, right? Ears are burning now. Those sitting in the east stands at Camp Randall, shout out to all of you. They're getting a direct hit. They get a five-receiver formation. Three on the left, two on the right for the Bulls' 41-yard line. Third down and four for the quarterback, Cole Snyder. Gets the snap. Badgers sending four. Snyder throws right side. In stride, caught at the 30. Daryl Harding at the 20 to the 15. Inside the 10 and brought down by Alexander Smith. Daryl Harding Jr., the transfer from Duke, and they get a big hit in the passing game. First and goal. Buffalo at the 8.
Yeah, I don't know if that's a communication thing or if you're playing the sticks, but obviously something broke down there. Wide open, easy pitch and catch.
They come out, trips to the left. Mike Washington, the running back. Low snap, dug out by Snyder. Hands off Washington straight ahead, and he's able to dive over the pile for about a yard to the 7. Second down and goal for Buffalo. James Thompson Jr. up off the bottom of the pile, and now Gio Paez will check into the defense. Likewise for the linebacker Jordan Turner. So you got Paez in the middle up front with James Thompson Jr. and Rodas Johnson flanking him. Again, three receivers to the left. Washington, the running back. Second and goal, Buffalo at the 7-yard line. 5:20 left in the first quarter, 7-0 Wisconsin, but the Bulls off a big pass play. Now with a serious scoring opportunity. Snyder calls for the ball. He gets it, looks to throw, looking, sets, throws, lofts it out left side, end zone, caught, Cole Harity, touchdown, Buffalo. Left corner of the end zone. Got behind Kavoi Latu, and the Bulls with an answer. It's 7-6 Wisconsin.
Yeah, just way too much time in the pocket there. Way too much time to let that route develop, and then really well executed play. Not what we were looking for from Wisconsin's standpoint.
Cole Harity out of California, graduate student. Modest statistics last year, 13 catches and one touchdown. So he has matched his scoring total from all of last season. Alex McNulty on to attempt the extra point. And the kick is away, and the kick is good. So a very productive timeout taken a couple of minutes ago by the Bulls. The Ford scoring drive, 5 plays, 65 yards, took 2 minutes and 9 seconds. 5:07 left in this opening quarter, and it's Wisconsin 7, Buffalo 7. We'll take a break. Back in a moment. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Hey, Mats, Matt here for Brewpub Lots and Mats Pizza. You know, there are very few things in life worth waiting for. pizza's done.
Oh, I'm on it. I'm starving. I've been waiting.
I wouldn't do that. It's going to be really...
It's so hot. It's burning my mouth.
A Brewpub Lots of Matzah pizza is, it's the epitome of delayed gratification. So when your Brewpub pizza is done and the temptation to dive right in due to the deliciousness of every bite overwhelms you, step back, give it time, and know it's worth the wait. Brewpub Lots of Matzah pizza is available in your local grocery store.
You're listening to Wisconsin Football.
There he goes, 10-5 touchdown.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Put your phone on D&D. That means that do not disturb when you're driving. And when you're going from point A to B, I need you to stay safe, please, so always sing with me. So put your phone on D&D. That means that do not disturb when you're driving. And when you're going from point A to B, I need you to stay safe, please, so always remember this beep.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it. Navigating without a compass, eyes waiting, started to wonder. Metamorphosis, loss of who you thought you was.
When your kid can't find the language, help them find the lyrics. Listen to the Sound It Out album and get tips and tools to start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
With more than 1,300 slot machines and a 95% average payout, Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison is your hometown big win. Make your next night out a winning one at Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison. Before we move on, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification, 10 for an ID. This is Badger Football from Learfield.
You're listening to WLAK 1260 AM Amory and WBZH 910 AM W245 CT Hayward. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Badgers and Bulls are tied at 7, 5:07 left in the first quarter. Cole Snyder, 4-4 through the air, and the big throw, a 51-yard connection to Darrell Harding Jr. that set up the short touchdown pass to Cole Harity. Let's check in again with Patrick and talk a little bit about the Badgers' new defensive coordinator.
Because this is game one, everybody's trying to figure out their in-game routines. The mock game they did a week ago can't cover everything. So I've been kind of monitoring Mike Tressel, the defensive coordinator, who's obviously new to this staff, and how he handled that defensive breakdown, allowing that touchdown. He spent almost all of his time talking with his safeties and then his middle linebackers. Very calm and poised in his demeanor, but really it seemed like he was talking about communication between them and making sure that everybody's on the same page, because clearly he saw a couple things with his Mike linebackers that he thinks needs correcting.
Buffalo able to capitalize that 51-yard throw to Harding. That was on a 3rd and 4, and that's what set up Buffalo a couple of plays later to get that 7-yard touchdown toss from Cole Snyder to Harity. And the kick from McNulty is deep, and again, no return as it sails well beyond the back of the end zone, well over the head of Chimray DK. A touchback, and Wisconsin will start at its 35-yard line.
Yeah, and you know, Patrick just mentioned it, and that's always one of, you know, we talked a little bit earlier about turnovers and tackling, communication, and everything is faster. You know, practice, you can practice as fast as you want. When you're out here, you have 80,000 people, and you're trying to make sure everybody's lining up the right way and doing it, and you're new. So you've seen a few of those issues already pop up, and you want to make sure you get them corrected so they don't happen again.
Skyler Bell in the lineup now, slot to the left. Chimray DK wide to the left. C.J. Williams wide to the right. And now Bell loops in motion left to right for the Badgers 25-yard line. Mordecai swings it right side. Bell catches across the 20, gets a block from Rucci, 25. Bell bangs his way up across the 30 and fights his way to the 31. Marcus Fuqua is over there defensively. The safety along with the defensive end, Max Michelle, gain of 6.
Love that job by Rucci. A big tight end getting out in space, giving a little bit of room. That's not an easy block. Kept his feet running, allowed him to pick up a quick 6.
Trey Wettig in the offensive line now for the Badgers, playing right guard. 3 receivers left, 1 on the right. 2nd down and 4. Handoff, Braylon Allen breaks a tackle behind the line of scrimmage and is able to bear crawl across the 35 up to the 37-yard line. That's good work as he got hit behind the line of scrimmage. Big man not having it. 1st down, Wisconsin. Yeah. The Badgers 37.
Pulled Jack Nelson, pulled Joe Huber, left guard, left tackle, and Buffalo just crashed off the edge. Braylon did a fantastic job there of avoiding that, making himself skinny and picking up that 1st down.
DK wide left, Rucci slot left, C.J. Williams, transfer from USC, wide to the right. Skylar Bell lines up to the left of the quarterback, Tanner Mordecai. And now Bell motions out to the left. Mordecai takes a little shovel pass. Braylon Allen up the hash marks, outside the right hash marks now. And a gain of a couple to the 38, maybe the 39-yard line. Just a lot of congestion there on that shovel pass attempt to Allen. They'll mark it to 39 on a gain of two.
Yeah, that just it wasn't real even-keeled flow there. That was more a little jumbled. That's another timing issue that didn't quite work. You're trying to utilize Buffalo's getting up the field, just sneaking around on the other side of it, not timed up well.
From the 39 of Wisconsin, second down, 8 yards to go. Mordecai gets the snap, swings it left, caught by Allen. Left side across the 40, Braylon across the 45 and up near the 47-yard line. Clavester Hines, the cornerback, up to make the hit. Looks like maybe just shy of the line to gain. They'll mark just beyond the 46. They need the 47-yard line. 3:12 and counting left of the first quarter. We're tied at 7.
That was all Tanner Mordecai, just acknowledging what Buffalo was trying to do. They brought a blitz off the boundary side of the field. He saw it, dumped it out, picked it up.
Third down, about a half yard to go. Hayden Rucci starts in motion to the left. Here's a handoff. Braylon Allen, he gets chopped down behind the line of scrimmage at the 43-yard line. Red Murdoch, the linebacker, came in there scot-free as the Badgers miss on third and short and are forced to punt.
Yeah, the last thing you can have happen, especially on a short yardage bending, is any type of penetration. And the linebacker just came in untouched. That's where you have to know up front where your gaps are. And that was just the case where nobody picked him up, came in, got at his ankles, and Buffalo is now forcing a punt.
From the 43 of Wisconsin, Atticus Bertram's on to punt. And the left-footed freshman sends it on its way. Ron Cook waving off traffic. It hits inside the 20, a Badger roll. And it goes out of bounds to the far sideline near the 15-yard line in Buffalo territory. That was a 41-yard punt. We'll keep it here. 2 minutes, 10 seconds left of the first quarter. Wisconsin 7, Buffalo 7.
Yeah, I think, we saw a little bit of it, the lack of communication. And in that case, third and one, you would think line up. The old days, line up, quarterback sneak, or you do a fullback dive. And now that's one of the things. And I can remember when we would play teams that were more spread them out. That's a concern when you decide to do more spread and you're throwing some of the stuff that you're doing. How are you going to handle short yardage? Wisconsin did not handle it well on that drive.
Well, Buffalo maybe gaining a bit of confidence here. Ron Cook hit it running back. Three receivers left, one on the right. Bulls at their 15-yard line. Snyder gets the shotgun snap. Quick receiver screen, left side, caught by Johnson across the 15, across the 20. Marlon Johnson up near the 25-yard line of the near side. Jason Maitre, the slot corner, gets over there with help. Very close to a first down. We'll call it 9, just beyond the 24-yard line. Second down, less than a yard for the Bulls. Four receivers to either side. There's a look over from Cole Snyder. Cameron Ball motions to the formation. Handoff into the line on a first down across the 25. Ron Cook to the 29-yard line of Buffalo. And that'll be a first down for the Bulls with 90 seconds left in the opening quarter. Clock continues to run on first downs in college football now, except for the final 2 minutes of each half. The pace of play thing they want to correct this year. Try to shorten the time of game a bit. Three receivers right, one on the left. Snap to Snyder. Swings it right side. Pulled down by Cook. Right side across 25. Slips the tackle 30. And he gets hammered down at the 32-yard line. Made a man miss and then really got drilled. 3 hard yards on the gain for Ron Cook out of the backfield.
Yeah, that's one of the things we talked about, missed tackles. But what I love, there was a missed tackle, but then there were also 3 more Badgers coming. You see that gang tackling approach.
Led by Hunter Wohler. Jeff Petroski in the lineup defensively now, one of the outside linebackers from the 32 of Buffalo. Second down and 7. Ruby Curry out wide to the right. Play clock is at 10. Game clock 34 seconds and counting left of the opening quarter. Snap to Snyder. He'll hand it to Cook up the middle across the 35 and Cook up near the 40-yard line. Should be a first down. The linebacker Jake Chaney is there. First down for Buffalo with 20 seconds left in the first quarter.
Yeah, a lot of room there to run. Buffalo did a really nice job of taking care of Wisconsin's down linemen, moving some people, picked up a big chunk.
They mark at the 39 of Buffalo. Down to 5 seconds left in the first quarter. We'll see if they run a play. Cameron Ball, wing left, motions to the right. And Buffalo willing to let the clock run out here at the end of the first quarter. So the Bulls out of the Mid-American Conference, 1-12 all time against the Big Ten. One win coming 5 years ago against Rutgers. They have Wisconsin with a stalemate through the first quarter of play. WEA Member Benefits would like to thank all public school educators for their dedication to our communities. WEA Member Benefits, enhancing the financial lives of Wisconsin public school employees. At the end of one at Camp Randall, Wisconsin 7, Buffalo 7. This is Badger football from Learfield. Hi, it's Matt LePay, voice of the Badgers. Did you know Evans Transportation moves more than 30,000 shipments in the Badger State every year? Last year, they moved nearly 500 million pounds of freight for Scani customers. Is that why Evans is known as Wisconsin's 3PL? You betcha. Looking for customized logistics solutions to keep your business moving? Call Wisconsin's 3PL, Evans Transportation. Find them at evanstrans.com.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning, commitment, resilience, sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
In football, every play is about perfect execution. Tackling at the right angle, blitzing at the right second, juking at the right moment. Every move can make or break the game, and sometimes, the player. That's when athletes turn to UW Health Sports Medicine. From muscle tears in a tackle to ACL sprains in a quick pivot, our MVP providers are the Badgers' official team doctors, ready to deliver award-winning care for any injury, so every Wisconsin athlete can keep on winning. UW Health. Remarkable.
Time for a scoreboard run from Camp Randall Stadium. Let's start in the Big Ten. Number two, Michigan beat East Carolina 30-3. J.J. McCarthy, 280 yards, three touchdowns. Fresno State over Purdue in West Lafayette, 39-35. Iowa beat Utah State. Cade McNamara, the first-year quarterback there, 191 yards and a couple of touchdowns. Michigan State won last night, 31-7 over Central Michigan. Minnesota won 13-10 over Nebraska on 30. The Buckeyes lead in Indiana 7-0. Third-ranked Ohio State, 7-0, 40 seconds left in the first quarter. And in the top 25, Colorado beat TCU 45-42. Shedeur Sanders, prime son, 510 yards, four touchdowns.
Ooh.
Look at that.
Coach Prime. What do you got on that, Tausch? Coach Prime.
You know what? It's always fun when big personalities, and I think for all of us that love college football, I think that's going to be a great thing. Whether it's Colorado or whatever, but Prime being in there and going in to TCU and finding a way to win, pretty doggone impressive.
It's called by many the great experiment because they have, what, 9 or 10 returning scholarship players from last year. I mean, they were really bad, the record was, and they've been struggling for quite a while. Oh, boy. You know what the talk of college football is going to be? What happened today? Coach Prime and the guys winning at TCU, a team that played for the national title, although not a competitive game, but they got to the national title game. It was a heck of a year for the Horned Frogs. 7-7 here at Camp Randall, Wisconsin and Buffalo. As we begin the second quarter, the Bulls with a fresh set of downs at their 39-yard line. Cole Snyder, 6 of 6 through the air, 72 yards and a touchdown in the first quarter of play.
Yeah, way too comfortable right now if you're Buffalo. Things are looking too easy. We got to harass these boys a little bit.
Bulls going left to right, north to south. First play from scrimmage in the second quarter. Two receivers tight to the left. Ruby Curry tight to the right. Cameron Ball, the tight end, wing on the right side. Snap back to Cole Snyder. Three-man rush, right side pass. Ball catches across the 45-yard line. And racing over there was the linebacker Jake Cheney. They'll mark at the 46 of Buffalo on a gain of 7. Second down and 3 for the Bulls. So the rhythm continues for Cole Snyder in this Buffalo offense. Two receivers left, one on the right. Snyder with a look over, direct snap into the line to Cook. Works off the left side across the 50-yard line to the 49 of Wisconsin. That was Snyder looking over, trying to catch Wisconsin's defense napping. The snap went to the running back, Ron Cook, and he'll get the first down at the Wisconsin 49.
And Wisconsin didn't even take the cheese. Jake Chaney was right in the backfield, just missed the tackle.
Two receivers left, one on the right. First down snap. Snyder back to throw. Four-man rush. Here comes Jordan Turner. Snyder throws right side. That's caught by Ball. Jeff Petroski is there, the former Michigan State Spartan, with the immediate hit on Ball at the 47 of Wisconsin on a gain of 2, second down and 8.
A little bit of pressure there, forcing the hand. That was much better from Wisconsin.
Jeff Petroski and Daryl Peterson as the outside linebackers. James Thompson, Rodas Johnson, the D lineman. Two receivers left, one on the right. Mike Washington back in at running back. Second down and 8, Buffalo at the Wisconsin 47-yard line. Nick McMillan slot to the left. Marlon Johnson wide left. Booby Curry is out to the right. Curry is someone they are very high on in this Buffalo program. Snap to Snyder, looking under pressure from Petroski. Throws it up and away. Sails well over the head of Washington. Waller on the coverage. As the Badgers were heating up, the Buffalo quarterback, it's 3rd and 8.
Yeah, football is not a complicated game. You give people time and space, they're able to execute. In Wisconsin, we've started to see, whether it's from bringing more people or people getting in the backfield, you need to be around the quarterback. You can't give clean pockets, and you haven't at this point.
3rd down and 8, Buffalo at the Wisconsin 47-yard line. 3 receivers left. Curry out to the right. Snap to Snyder. Hands off Washington inside the 45. Washington drives down to the 40-yard line. Kamoi Latu bringing it on the running back, a yard short of the first down. How daring do you feel, Maurice Linguist, the head coach of the Bulls? The offense stays out there. 4th and 1, Buffalo at the 40 of Wisconsin. They bunch up. Here's the sneak. Snyder, big pile of humanity. I don't think so. They needed the 39, and I think he is going to be short by a full yard. Let's check the spot. Buffalo trying to sell it, as you always do, but they've got it marked at the 40. This is going the other way. Badgers get the 4th down stop. Give them credit for trying.
Well, aggressive play call. You're on the 40 going in, but what teams forget, you see this, and what happens, everybody copies everybody. And the Philadelphia Eagles have done this with Jalen Hurts, and they just pile people in and they pile drive. Well, not everybody has a quarterback that can squat 5 trucks. And obviously Buffalo does not in this case, and it's not as easy as just doing it. It's one thing to draw it up and to do it. It's another thing to actually go out and execute it. Wisconsin, great, great job bowing up and getting off the field.
13:09 left in the half. We're tied at 7. Badgers at their 40-yard line. 3 receivers left, 1 on the right. Mordecai out of the shotgun, takes the snap, looks the throw, steps up, fires deep, down the middle, Skyler Bell, dropped the ball! At the 20-yard line, it would have been 6. Ooh. Next play, young man, next play.
Yeah, you have to move on. That was really well executed. Just, you know, a simple post route by Bell and good protection, and Mordecai put it right on him. Those are ones you just have to move on, because you put it right where you needed to. Dropped it. Let's move on.
Skyler is lining up slot to the left. C.J. Williams wide left. 2nd and 10. Handoff Chez Malusi up the middle. Moving the stack. Still churning those legs up across the 45 to the 46-yard line. Good strong run from Chez Malusi. 3rd down and 4 for the Badgers.
Yeah, you have to love what you're seeing from Malusi so far. He is not only elusive, he's running really hard, keeping his pads down.
4 receivers to either side. Snap back to Mordecai. Tanner looking, scans the defense. Fires right side, intercepted at the 40, down the sideline 30, down to the 20, cutting inside. Turf Monster got him near the 15-yard line. Right into the hands of Devin Grant, the safety, and Buffalo, which last year had a +8 in the turnover department, a +1 here today, is now a big opportunity for the Bulls at the 16 of Wisconsin.
Yeah, what you always want when you're a defense is to have the quarterback pat the football, move around, get to his second, third read. And Buffalo did a nice job of covering and jumping the route. Mordecai went late, didn't make a good throw, but I'll give him credit. He continued to scrap, get down the field, and you always wonder, you make a bad play, are you going to pout and mope? And Mordecai got back, took an angle, Not going to say he made some world-class tackle, but what he did do is make the Buffalo defender make a second move. He slipped, and these are those moments when you can save points, hopefully, that can end up shifting a football game.
34 yards on the interception return. First and 10 Buffalo at the Wisconsin 16-yard line. Three receivers come out to the right and tight to the left. Mike Washington is the running back. Jake Orlando, the tight end, motions to the formation. Here's the handoff to Washington, met right away by the linebacker, Darrell Peterson. Little, if any, on the play for Washington. Second down and 10 for the Bulls at the Wisconsin 16-yard line.
Yeah, this is another test for this defense, the sudden change. How are you going to react after something bad happened? Nice job there by Peterson of staying home, reading, reacting, going down the line, bringing him down.
Darrell Harding Jr. out wide to the left. Tight coverage from Alexander Smith. Three receivers to the right. From the 16 of Wisconsin, second down and 10 for Buffalo. Snyder gets the snap. Badgers bring it forward. Snyder throws, batted down, and that's incomplete. Getting there defensively for Wisconsin. That was Big Ben Barton getting the mid up there, and it's third and 10 Buffalo at the Wisconsin 16.
Yeah, Buffalo is trying to set up a little screen. You see Wisconsin being a little more aggressive, trying to get to the quarterback, so they dial up a screen, and when you're a defensive lineman and you're not going to get there on a screen, get those big mitts up. They actually set it up pretty nicely, but tipping the ball, getting it down, getting them down to third and 10.
The three safety package out there. Hunter Wohler creeping up near the line of scrimmage. Three receivers right, one on the left. Third and 10 Buffalo at the Wisconsin 16-yard line. Mike Washington, the running back, to the left of the quarterback, Cole Snyder. Play clock is at 6. Snyder waits for the snap. Play clock at 2. Here's the snap. Badgers bring it forward. Snyder looks, throws deep, right side, end zone. Johnson got it over the shoulder. Touchdown, Buffalo. Right corner of the end zone. And they say incomplete. They say check it. Oh, I thought he had it. I think Buffalo really thinks it had it. They say incomplete. Jason Maitre on the coverage.
Maurice, I don't know what they're saying.
It was an incomplete pass.
Taking a look at the replay. Boy, I don't know. Maybe it just grazed the turf before he gathered it. I mean, it was kind of bobbled around off the leg, off the arm. And that's one is, you would think, going to get reviewed here.
I think they're going to take a timeout to give him time to kind of coerce him into reviewing it. Great throw. Really where only his guy could make a play, and I think we're going to take a look at it.
So the ruling on the field was incomplete. 11:45 left of the first half, tied at 7. As they are going to go upstairs and check this out. That was a heck of an effort by Marlon Johnson trying to cradle it first with the right hand, then the arm, then the leg. The question is, did he have the arm underneath the ball, or did the ground maybe help him make the catch?
The ground helped him, and I think you can allow the ground to help, but I think it moved. It's flopping around there, and I think it moved right there. I think we're going to have an incomplete. Yep. Very lucky break. It was a heck of an effort, one arm, to try and make that
here
play.
Here it is. It should be incomplete.
After further review, ruling on the field is confirmed. Incomplete pass.
Well, Buffalo all thinks it's a touchdown. I don't know if they haven't gotten the news yet.
Yeah, they all got their arms in the air. Maybe the music's too loud. They didn't hear the referee.
But I go back to, you know, Mordecai makes a bad throw and an interception. And those moments in games when they kind of turn one way or the other, could have been an easy pick six, walk in, all the celebrating. And now Wisconsin is going to hold Buffalo to a field goal attempt. Those are those moments in games. Bookmark that to make sure we see where we're at when it gets later in this football game.
Well, they have an outstanding kicker, and this is a relatively short one coming up for Alex McNulty, who was 24 of 28 a year ago. Mentioned the Mid-American Conference Special Teams Player of the Year.
Doing the little reverse jinx here. I like that.
Oh, yeah. Maybe the best
Keep
kicker in the history of the Buffalo
is.
Program. Clearly will be drafted high in the NFL. Keep going. 34-yard try for McNulty from the left hash mark. Early in the second quarter, tied at 7. The Lions are down. Here's a snap, spot, kick is away, and the kick is no good. Oh, you're
nice
welcome.
Work. Well done, Matt.
You're welcome, Badger Nation. Boy, you talk about both teams now with a chance to recover from something bad. Badgers thought they had a touchdown, a drop pass. Buffalo thought it had a touchdown, and with a terrific kicker, missed a relatively easy field goal. But that will take a break. 11:42 left in the half. Wisconsin and Buffalo tied at 7. This is Badger football from Learfield.
At Balsam Lake Ace Hardware and Rental, we have something for everyone, including some of the best brands, Milwaukee, Steel, Traeger, Weber, and Big Green Egg, and everything you need for your painting project. Plus our large sporting goods selection, we can help make your hunt successful this season. Check out our rental services too at BalsamLakeHardware.com or call Balsam Lake Ace Hardware at 715-485-3267. 715-485-3267. Balsam Lake Ace Hardware, 907 Frontage Road. Ace is a place with the helpful hardware folks. Are you interested in a shatterproof career opportunity with a world-class employer who supports work-life balance? Cardinal LG Amery uses modern cutting-edge technology to produce the highest quality products in the industry. With community and family values deeply embedded into their everyday operations, they are truly a top-tier local employer and offer flexible scheduling, outstanding benefits, and opportunities for growth. Join the team and discover an environment that is supportive of you, your talents, and your life outside of work. Apply today and go to shatterproofcareers.com for more information.
Department of Health and Human Services Administration for Children and Families and the Ad Council.
Tom has been a teacher for over 40 years. One day, I think one of the students had asked the question and he didn't remember the answer. And I also noticed that he was letting his class out earlier than they were supposed to let out. I was really starting to worry.
Levi and I talked about how it would change our lives, but he was there beside me.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Badger fans, visit uwbadgers.com/contest to enter for your chance to be the Culver's VIP family at a UW football game this season. Families will be selected for the chance to compete for cash on the field at halftime. That's uwbadgers.com/contest. Still tied at 7, Wisconsin and Buffalo. Badgers taking over at their 20-yard line, 11:42 left in the first half.
Yeah, you might think I'm crazy, but that last sequence, I really think that's good moving forward with this team, because everybody is going to have adversity. Skylar Bell makes a drop. It leads to a pick that could have been a pick six. Mordecai makes it, and the defense comes out, bows up, makes enough plays, and they come out of here with 0. Now it's the offense's turn to clean this up and reset the tone.
And they've got Braylon Allen in the backfield. Will Pauling slot to the left. Mordecai takes hand off Allen over the right side across the 20-yard line and up to the 23 or 24. Damon Williams, defensive tackle, getting there. Yeah, to your point, Taus, Luke Fickell has talked about that multiple times. It's not his first rodeo. He wants to see how his team handles it when things start to go sideways. And the defense rose up off that sudden change from the 23 of Wisconsin, second down and 7. Mordecai throwing right side, caught across the 25-yard line, and up to the 27 goes Bryson Green, the former Oklahoma State Cowboy. Spill him 3 yards short of the line to gain third down for the Badgers.
Now, one of the things I'm noticing, and I know it's third and three, the defensive ends are not respecting Mordecai's ability to run outside. Be on the lookout. I'm going to Romo this. I think we're going to see one of those.
There you go. Three receivers left, one on the right for the 27 of Wisconsin, third down and 3. Mordecai takes, looks to throw, looking, throwing a dart left side, caught by Pauling across the 35-yard line. Will Pauling up across the 40-yard line for Wisconsin. All those slot receivers, the offensive coordinator Phil Longo telling the media a few weeks ago, outside of his family, nothing more he loves than a good slot receiver. And he has one in Will Pauling, to be sure. Not sure about Phil Longo falling in love with slot receivers, but whatever works. On first down, Mordecai, a dart over the middle, and that's caught. Bryson Green, big fella, across the 50. Marcus Fuqua brings him down at the 49 of Buffalo. First down, Wisconsin. And the tempo is up for the Badgers. Two receivers right. Jim Ray, DK to the left. Mordecai, quick shot left side. DK trying to go down and get it, but the pass may have been deflected a bit, yeah, and falls short of DK's second and 10 after the incomplete pass.
Yeah, and this is what we're expecting, this up-tempo fast. And the best way to actually do that is by picking up first downs and getting the ball, getting in rhythm. And I think this is the first time we're seeing a little bit of that rhythm outside of the touchdown drive.
Tucker Ashcraft, the freshman, one of three receivers on the right. Snap back to Mordecai. One pump. Tanner looking. Swings to right side. Caught by Braylon Allen across the 50-yard line. Allen inside the 45 and down to about the 44-yard line. Jalen McNair, the nickel over there defensively. Gain of five. Third down and five for Wisconsin.
Yeah, that's something we're going to see a lot more of. You know, Braylon Allen is known physical, big, strong running back. You want to, not only for him, but with this offense, you want to get that ball out to the receivers, let them make some plays out of the passing game, not just running it.
Four catches in this first half for Braylon Allen. Third down and five from the Buffalo 44-yard line. Three receivers left, one on the right. Mordecai back to throw, looking, plenty of time. Now he'll pull it down. There he goes, Tausch, inside the 40, and they're going to mark him back at the 42 there, where they claim he started to slide.
Bit.
It's where you started. I'm still not real sure that about looked, that spot.
That wasn't a generous spot by any stretch, but they are. You know, we're in a position here, or I'd be surprised, looking at a fourth and what? Three from the 43? It's, well, let's see what they're going to
send.
They're
going to send on the punt team.
I don't think anybody's happy about that.
No, apparently. Oh, how quickly they turn.
Yeah, the quarterback, when you get out of the pocket and run, they obviously want to protect him, and they're very liberal with the slide rule, and I thought they gave him maybe a yard or two short.
Well, the 42 of Buffalo, Atticus Bertrams on to punt.
Delay of game, number 49, kicking team, 5-yard penalty, fourth down.
Yep, give a little more space. It'll be at the 47 of Buffalo. Bertrams comes from what's called Pro Kick Australia. It's been a pretty good pipeline for Luke Fickell in his coaching career. You see a lot of punters in this league and others at college football from that part of the world. Bertrams gets the snap, kick is away. Ron Cook signals for the fair catch, and he'll make it at the 12-yard line of Buffalo. So the standoff continues after a 35-yard punt from the freshman Atticus Bertrams. We'll step away. 8:22 left in the half. Wisconsin 7, Buffalo 7. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Matt, if your last doctor appointment was scheduled by your mom, it might be time to contact St. Croix Health and be seen by one of our primary care providers. Why? Preventative care can help identify problems before they become big problems. Our primary care providers are here for you, and our specialists, including urology, cardiology, and orthopedics, are here to help you stay healthy and active. St. Croix Health's mission is to help you live a healthier, happier, and longer life. Call today to schedule your appointment. 1-800-828-3627.
At Anne Marie Chevrolet, we provide customers with all the information they need to make the best and most informed decisions. With our customer-friendly staff, we make sure you'll have fun during the car buying process. Whether you're looking for a new or pre-owned vehicle, Anne Marie Chevrolet is here to help provide courteous and professional service in a friendly atmosphere. Check out our selection of new and pre-owned vehicles at amariechevrolet.com or call us at 715-268-7676. That's 715-268-7676. Amory Chevrolet, where we treat people like people.
I've been waiting.
I wouldn't do that. It's going to be really...
It's so hot, it's burning my mouth.
A Brewpub Lots of Matzah pizza is, it's the epitome of delayed gratification. So when your Brewpub pizza is done and the temptation to dive right in due to the deliciousness of every bite overwhelms you, step back, give it time, and know it's worth the wait. Brewpub Lots of Matzah pizza is available in your local grocery store.
UW Athletics is proud to recognize the official products of Camp Randall Stadium. Brewpub, Lots of Matzah Pizza, Old Dutch Potato Chips, and Pepsi. All in Wisconsin. 8:22 left in the first half. Wisconsin 7, Buffalo 7. Atticus Bertrams, the freshman punter, doing a nice job of pinning the Bulls deep. They'll be starting at their 11-yard line.
Yeah, you could hear the, is that angst? Can you hear angst?
within the crowd of, because I think everybody was kind of hoping that it was going to be an aerial assault and we're going to have 40 points in the, that's not how football works. Buffalo, you know, for everybody that would listen, you said, well, they finished the season strong. They won in a Poinsettia Bowl, right? Is that what it was? The Poinsettia
Camellia Bowl.
Camellia Bowl, which is also a pretty flower. But you give them a ton of credit, too. And they're out here, they're competing. And Wisconsin's just a little bit off.
Yep.
I think you expect, I think everybody hopes that everything is just going to run smooth. Well, a lot of change, a lot of different things. That's just not the way this game is going. So now, great news is you get to test your resolve. You get to see where you're at. And Buffalo has moved the football. You would love to see this defense kind of blow up, either create a turnover or start being more aggressive, putting pressure on this Buffalo team, because they've had it a little too comfortable for my liking here in the first half.
Well, the new faces in this Badgers program, and he's out there right now, Nizir Forkureen, transfer from Division II Grand Valley State. He'll work the corner opposite of Ricardo Hallman right now. From the 11-yard line of the Bulls, first down and 10. Ruby Curry tight to the right, two receivers tight to the left. Ron Cook, the running back, as Paul Snyder fakes the handoff, and he'll use his feet working off the left edge across the 15 up near the 16-yard line on a gain of 5.
Yeah, nice read there by Snyder, just seeing what Wisconsin was doing. Pulled it, made a little bit of a juke, and picked up 5.
Second down from the 16-yard line of Buffalo. Second down, 5 yards to go. 4 receivers. 2 on the right, 2 on the left. Ron Cook, the running back, will shift to the right with Cole Snyder. Snyder takes the snap. Quick shot left side, and that is caught. Zion Carter for the first down across the 20-yard line and up to the 23 of the far side. First down, Buffalo. Snyder has been very efficient. He is 9 of 12 for 81 yards and a touchdown. Bulls come out. Trips to the left. Michael Woods wide to the left. On first down, one pump. Snyder looking. Pressured. He'll throw it away. Incomplete. Sails over McMillan at the 25 of the far side. Ricardo Hallman on the coverage.
Yeah, really nice job there by Wisconsin of recognizing what Buffalo was trying to do. Just they're trying to throw a quick little bubble screen out, and Wisconsin's defensive back got in, took away all the space, and forced in a throwaway.
For the 23 of Buffalo, second down and 10. 7:24 left in the half. The Bulls and the Badgers tied at 7. Snap to Snyder. Receiver screen. Right side. Woods catches across the 20. Angles right. 25-yard line. And he's pounded down by Darrell Peterson. An outside linebacker at the 27-yard line. Buffalo territory. Gain of 4. Third down and 6.
Yeah, really good job there by Peterson of just running to the football. You know, same thing. They just flipped it and did it to the other side. Threw it. Nice job actually blocking up on Wisconsin's corner. But Peterson did a nice job of chasing to the football, got him down.
Buffalo 1 out of 4 on third down. 3 receivers left, 2 on the right. Empty backfield. Bulls at their 27-yard line. Third down, 6 yards to go. Snyder gets the snap. Badgers sending 4. Snyder backpedaling, rolling right, throwing it up and away. Incomplete as the Badgers defense again digs in.
That's what you're looking for. And you need to get Buffalo uncomfortable. And the way to do that, get him in 3rd and 5+. There you had a 3rd and 6. Just a little bit of pressure. Good coverage on the back end by Wisconsin. And now you force a punt, trying to get the ball back, get some points here before the end of the half.
Anthony Venieri on the punt. Jim Ray DK deep at the 31 of Wisconsin. 6:40 left in the first half, tied at 7. Let's see if Jim Ray can get a chance to do a little something here in the punt return game. Snap to Venieri. Steps up. And the kick is away. Hit it well. DK drifting back. Drifting back. He'll catch back at the 17-yard line. Chim across the 20. Left side and roll to the turf at the 25-yard line. And that's where the Badgers will begin. 54 on the punt. 8 on the return. We'll have another break in the action here in Madison. Everyday style is easy with Faber looks for family fun and saving a ton, whether you're savoring the last moments of summer or gearing up for school and all things fall. We've got you covered. Shop Kohl's and Kohl's.com today. 6:29 left in the half. Wisconsin 7, Buffalo 7. Back in 1 minute. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Life's better with an auto policy from American Family Insurance. No matter what dreams you're driving towards. That's because our expert agents will make you feel totally protected with the right auto coverage at the right price. you'll also save up to 23% when you bundle auto with home. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Preparation is the key to success on game day. And like your favorite Badgers on the field, you need to be ready right from the opening kickoff. Cenex has your pregame routine covered. We've got your salty snacks, your sweet treats, ice cold beverages to wash them down, and fresh tanks of propane to fire up the grill. Fuel your fandom at your local Cenex station. Badger Pride, powered locally.
Six minutes, 29 seconds left of the first half. Camp Randall Stadium in Madison, Wisconsin 7, Buffalo 7. Badgers trying to get back into some rhythm offensively, starting at their 24-yard line.
Yeah, I mean, you're seeing some things that you like. Obviously, you want to see more of it, but you know, a few plays here and there, obviously, we can look back offensively and look at the Skylar Bell play over the middle, which was drawn up beautifully, and you put it right where you needed to. And now, again, I think the battle lines you're having is you're having a lot of success running the football. Buffalo is going to, you have kind of your philosophy on what you're doing. And if you have an extra guy in the box, you're going to throw the football. So what I would expect here, and we saw a little bit of it, is Buffalo is crashing their defensive ends. They're coming really hard down to try and stop that run. And they're going to say, Tanner, let's see it. Can you run? Can you be that extra weapon that we aren't going to be able to account for? And I think if you can start doing that, things will start freeing up a little bit. So we'll be I'll be curious to see if that's the approach Phil Longo takes.
One of the things watching him talking about Mordecai, he moves a little bit better than what I thought. You get so caught up in the touchdown passes, of which he had 72 the last 2 years at SMU.
Yeah, I mean, I think quarterbacks, they don't want to necessarily, I know they don't. They like throwing touchdowns. They're not interested in running and picking up 4 or 5 hard yards. But I think sometimes what's called for is you have to kind of take what the defense has given you. And so far, we've seen some of it, just not consistently enough.
So here we go, Mordecai and company. Ready to get back at it. Ches Malusi is the running back. Will Pauling slot left. He'll motion to the right. Mordecai gets the snap. He'll give it to Malusi. Hole up the middle. 25, 30, 35. Ches up across the 40-yard line. Up to the 43. Big hole running north-south. Ches Malusi, a first down run to the 43-yard line of Wisconsin.
Yeah, really nice job there by the interior of Wisconsin's offensive line of just getting good push. And Malusi shot through it.
First and 10, Mordecai. We'll give it to Malusi off the right side, and not much there this time. In fact, nothing there at the 43-yard line. Second down and 10 for the Badgers with 5:55 left in the first half.
Yeah, this is an adjustment for these O-linemen, too, because you're used to running and get a nice 10, 11-yard chunk run like you did. Go back, catch your breath, get back in the huddle. Nope, get up there, get it back on the line of scrimmage, and let's run another play.
Tanner Bordellini is saying, I know we're going to get tired. The goal is to get the other guys more tired. Will Pauling, slot left, loops in motion to the right as Mordecai looks the throw, and he'll swing it right side, penalty marker down the backfield, and the pass complete to Pauling. He got hit right away and taken down at the 45-yard line, but the penalty in the area of holding.
Well, it's been a really clean game. I don't know if we had a penalty, maybe one before this. They're going to get a hold on the left tackle here.
Get the call from Cole Knippel.
Holding. Offense. Number 79. 10-yard penalty from the previous spot. Second down.
I mean, you know my thoughts on this stuff. And usually when guys go to the ground, that was, I always look at, and I try to be objective. I'm not. But I try to be where if you don't get your feet beat. Jack Nelson's feet didn't get beat there. He lunged late at the court. I get it. I understand what the ref saw. But when I give that shriek, I don't agree with it, obviously.
But you try to be objective. That's good. Yeah. Second down and 20. Badgers are on 33-yard line. Mordecai looking, throws right side. That's caught by Will Pauling. Makes a man miss at the 35. Shakes his way up to the 39-yard line. Jalen McNair, the nickel, is there, and he's a little shaken up. is McNair, the junior out of Durham, North Carolina, and he's going to need some attention. That'll stop the clock with 4:55 left in the half, tied at 7. That was a gain of 6, so it's still third down at 14 for Wisconsin.
Well, you can see why everybody's excited about Pauling. Mm-hmm. That was a case where, you know, just a simple throw, but really nice footwork, a little and got up, picked up another 4 or 5. That was a 1 or 2 yard play. Will Pauling picked up another 2 or 3.
I'm all in on the sound effects, by the way. That's good.
Well, they'll be
they're
here.
Good. So they'll be here all year long.
I'm glad you're all in on them because they're not going anywhere either way.
Television's gone into a break. We'll keep it here. We have used our allotted commercial breaks. Next week, the Badgers hit the road. They go out to Pullman, Washington to take on Washington State. The game will kick at 6:30 Central Time. Washington State and Oregon State, two programs looking for a home. As the Pac-12 will, as of now, be the Pac-2 next year.
That'd be a lot easier to win the conference.
You would think.
It's a Pac-2. I mean,
no worse than second.
I wonder if you, what do you end up doing? Just play Oregon State 10, 11 times, kind of see how it plays out?
How about this? And we talk about the Big Ten going to, you know, USC, UCLA, Washington, and Oregon. The ACC joining the party there, Cal, Stanford, and SMU.
Yeah, there's obviously there's it's all about money. Mm-hmm. But there's, I think someone needs to take hold, separate football, and get everything back to being. I think if you could pull that off, I think, I don't want to say relatively easily, but we know football drives the bus, and I think it's I think there's some things that can be worked out, hopefully in the next couple of years, as huge shifts are going to be happening as they continue, because you have two teams left out in the dust. You got, you know, do you want your swim team and crew team flying out on a Wednesday to UCLA? I would think you wouldn't. So I would hope cooler heads and smarter people than I am can figure out, how can we just separate football, turn this in, have all this stuff, make all this money, and then make everything else back to normal. I think there's a way to do that.
Makes perfect sense. And I feel for programs like Washington State and Oregon State. They have very loyal fan bases. And I know that the programs haven't won at the clip that they have won at in the past. But, you know, they've been a member out there for years and years. And now the future is very uncertain. Jake Dickert, the head coach of Washington State, a Wisconsin native. And of course, they came in here and beat the Badgers last September. But yeah, that's going to be a little bit edgy out there.
That is not going to be, for anyone that thinks, I don't think many, I know nobody around here feels that way, but from a fan standpoint, anybody thinks that's going to be some type of easy victory, we're going to be mistaken.
Well, nothing easy today so far for the Badgers. 4:55 left in the half, 7-7. Jalen McNair escorted over to the sidelines. He was the defensive back shaken up. Will Pauling, Skyler Bell, and Shimre Dike out to the left from the 39 of Wisconsin. Third down, 14. Mordecai takes back the throw. Four-man rush. Tanner under pressure. Throws. Low pass incomplete. Off-balance throw. A one-hopper to Skyler Bell. And Wisconsin forced to punt on 4th and 14 at their own 39-yard line.
Yeah, that was interesting. Buffalo decided to bring a little bit of pressure to make sure that the ball had to come out of Mordecai's hands. The Skyler Bell was open, but he got sped up, and that forced an earlier throw than what Mordecai wanted to do, and now we're punting.
Atticus Bertram's on the punt. Ron Cook is deep. Bertram's that little rugby roll to the left. Kick is away. Cook signals for the fair catch. He'll gather at the 13-yard line of Buffalo. It was a 47-yard punt from Atticus Bertram's. 4 minutes, 42 seconds left in the first half. It remains Wisconsin 7, Buffalo 7. Total yards, Wisconsin 172, Buffalo 132. Cole Snyder's been impressive, 10 of 15 through the air for 92 yards and a touchdown.
Yeah, and again, I keep coming back to this because it's the reality of where we're at right now in a 7-7 game with 4 minutes and 42 seconds left. And that is, Buffalo has been able to be way too comfortable with everything that they're doing. And Wisconsin has sped them up. They've gotten them off the field.
from the 13-yard line of Buffalo. They'll spot it first and 10. Snyder takes, hand off Washington, off the left side across the 15-yard line. Muma Jung Mehta, one of the inside linebackers, busting over to make the play, shy of the 20. They will place it at the 18-yard line, gain of 5. Buffalo with one timeout available. The Badgers have the full allotments. Second down and 5 for the Bulls. Cameron Ball, wide left, motions to the formation. Washington remains the running back to the left of Cole Snyder. Gets the snap, hands off Washington across the 20. Washington gets yanked down by Jordan Turner at the 22-yard line, a yard shy of the stick. Third and 1 for the Bulls. At Wisconsin, Buffalo does not huddle. Tempo offense, trips to the right. Snyder takes the snap, gives to Washington, and he gets stoned. Short of the first down, Hunter Wohler with help charging in there for Wisconsin, and some of that help provided by Jordan Turner. Fourth and 1 for the Bulls at their 22-yard line.
Yeah, Hunter's going to be a really fun guy to watch. They're going to really let him. I think they want to try and get him into as many spots as they can, let him go play. And this will be, I can't imagine they're going to go for it here.
They have the offense out there. Yep, see if they get Wisconsin to jump maybe. 12 on the play clock. Fourth and 1 Buffalo for the Bulls' 22-yard line. Snyder with a look over. Penalty marker flies. False start Buffalo. They were trying to get Wisconsin to flinch, but it was Buffalo flinching. And now it's 4th down and 6. And now no choice. The Bulls will punt with 3:16 left in the half.
Yeah, that's always the question I have on both sides of it with this up-tempo, is that short yardage. And you spread things out. You have wider splits. You do things a little bit differently, and that allows people to shoot gaps and some other things that we've seen. And now Wisconsin's defense, while they've given up some stuff on the short yardage, getting off the field, they've made two really nice plays getting the football back for this offense, trying to get some points here before the half ends.
Anthony Vinieri on the punt. Snap is clean. Pressure is on. The kick is away. Some contact made. Fair catch signaled by Chimray DK. And he will make that fair catch at the 45 of Wisconsin. A 38-yard punt. So a good opportunity now for the Wisconsin offense. 3:08 left of the first half. It remains Wisconsin 7, Buffalo 7. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. 10 for an ID. This is Badger football from Learfield. All right, Badgers in business at their own 45-yard line. C.J. Williams wide to the right. Tucker Ashcraft out there as well. Skyler Bell to the left along with Chimray DK. A little delayed handoff. Braylon Allen picks his way across the 45-yard line, covered up at about the 48 on a gain of 3. Max Michelle, the defensive end, on the tackle.
Yeah, I like that. You're trying to, you have plenty of time. We're not going to be in kind of a rush here, but you try to let that pass rush run by, do a little wraparound draw, pick up a quick 3.
2 receivers left, 2 receivers right, 2nd and 7. Snap floats back to Mordecai, rolling left, throwing left, caught by Bell. Good job of securing it. He got popped right away over there by Caleb Offord, but Skyler able to gather at the 48 of Buffalo. Gain of 4, 3rd down and 3 for Wisconsin, 2:30 left in the half.
Yeah, dangerous play there. A lot of action. Buffalo did a really nice job of collapsing down and getting him down.
Empty backfield, 3 receivers right, 2 on the left. Ches Malusi slot on the left side for the Buffalo 48-yard line. 3rd down, 3 yards to go. Mordecai to throw. 3-man Buffalo rush. Tanner flushed off to his right, being chased by Dolak. Tanner applies the brace, got by Dolak, races to the sticks and gets there. Oh, what nimble footwork as Mordecai is able to escape Sean Dolak, the leading tackler in the MAC last year. And with his feet, Mordecai will get the first down.
Leading tackler in the MAC, he is not going to want to be sitting in his film room. He just got juked. Great job by Mordecai of, as you put it, slammed down the brakes and then got vertical to pick up that first down.
1:50 and counting left in the half. Ball at the 45 of Buffalo. First down as Mordecai looks the throw. Fires left side. Caught by Skyler Bell. And he is brought down at the 41-yard line. Grant there defensively. Gain of 4. Clock continues to run. 1:35 remaining. Tied at 7 here in the second quarter. 2nd down and 6, Wisconsin at the 41 of Buffalo. Williams, Ashcraft, and Bell to the right. Jim Ray DK out wide to the left. Snap to Mordecai. Four-man rush. Tanner looking. Throws right side. Caught by Ashcraft. The freshman inside the 40. Breaks a tackle. Ashcraft inside the 35. Oh, go get him, freshman. Yeah. Go get him, young man. Inside the 30. Down to the 29-yard line.
God, you love that awareness because young player, just catch the ball. Don't fumble. Now, he not only put his hand down, his level, when you put the hand down, don't let your knee hit, and then get vertical, and then had a little Gronk in him, not letting anybody bring him down, make four or five guys come get him.
Devin Grant, the safety, shaken up at the Buffalo sideline. Tucker Ashcraft, the freshman out of Seattle, Washington. That was impressive.
Ball. Boom. Oh, yeah. Man, that was fun to watch. Ooh.
Ball at the 29-yard line of Buffalo, a minute 13 left in the half, still tied at 7.
Yeah, I always appreciate when you can tell when somebody, because it's really easy, and as a young